says, Amri, Ukmuhu de Komukim Hosam. People will say, Rash Kleimer, Ein Adova Nikol Hashem Pasha Shkolim. People won't think you're reading something special now, Lekovet Pasha Shkolim. El Asavi, people think, Le Mistaima Pasha Shvata Tetzavat Kan. People think you just didn't finish reading. As you started out to the Tzava. And if for some reason Shri just kept on going, he didn't stop. He forgot to stop. He missed the stopping mark. But it's not Nikas so clear that you're reading now something special for Pasha Shkolim. So this is not a good answer. To read the whole Sedrik, he got to the Tzava, and then just continue on into Kisisa. Elaram Rabbi, Rabbi says like this. Kori Shisha Mavayata Tzava Ad Viyasisa. Fakir. In the first six Aliyahs, as the one that gets Shishi, he goes straight into Chisisa, up until Aviyosisa. V'echad, Toni v'kor mechisisa Aviyosisa. And the one that gets Shri, he repeats himself a second time from the beginning of Chisisa up until Aviyosisa. So then it's Nika Kloy doing something for Pashas Hashkolim. He can't stop and say the guy went straight ahead, because Shishi already, he finished the Sedra and he went into Chisisa. So he really involved the Chisisa twice, the Shabbos. When Pasha Shkolim comes on Pasha's Ata Tetzava, so by Chamishi he finishes the whole Sedra Ata Tetzava. Shishi gets the Pasha Kisisa up until other Sisa. And Shvi repeats himself again, Nachamo, the same crew over again. Kisisa till the end. So it comes out, you're reading Kisisa twice. So everybody's going to ask you, what are you doing reading it twice? Everybody knows, of course, today the Shabbos is Pasha Shkolim. Meis, we have a question on this. Chaliyos Bepasha Hasmukhalo. Let's say Pasha Shkolim comes out the Pasha Sedra right before Kisisa. Beimela Fnei like here, it came out right before. Beimela Achreh, well, it comes out the Shabbos afterwards. Is Korver Noisa, we read the Pasha. Vekoifle Noisa, and we repeat it twice. Pasha means we read all the Kisisa twice. So Vishleimel Abaye Nicha, according to Abaye, it's very good. That was Abaye's Eitzah. That the one that got Shishi went straight through into Kisisa already, and the one that got Shvi repeats himself over again, Kisisa. It's as good as Bryce, and it says, Koifle Noisa. You come out, you read Kisisa twice. Elul Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Kasha. He says, no, up until Shishi, by Shishi you finish the Sedra, and Shvi gets Kisisa, but you only get Kisisa once. So here the Bryce says, Koifle, we read it twice. Amulak Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, so he answers himself. Ulabaya minich, even according to you, Abaye is a good. Teinach lefoneho. You only said a good eitzah if it comes out before. If Pasha Shkolim comes out after the Tzavah, liachrech imishkachas lo, what's going to come out the Pasha afterwards? Then you don't have your chesh, you don't have to come down to Kudei. You don't have to read then your Sedra of Kisisa over again twice. Because everybody knows when we go back now to Shri and read Kisisa, something special. Ela mayesach lemeima, what do you have to answer? Even according to you, Abaye. If Pasha Shkolim comes out this Pasha, the Shabbos, after Kisisa, so then for sure you don't have to read over Kisisa twice. Like everybody realizes what you're doing. If after now, and when you hold them by Pekudi already, you're going back to read Kisisa, everybody knows what you're doing. So even according to you, Abaye, it's also Shredder's Braisa. What's this Lashon of Koifla? Why do you have to repeat it twice? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, Mayas Lachlumemer. How do you have to learn Shan the Braisa? Koifla b'Shabbosos. It just means in two Shabbosim, one after another, you're reading Kisisa twice. That's all it means. In other words, last Shabbos was Kisisa, and this Shabbos also, even though we're reading the next Pasha, when it comes to the Shvi, we're reading over again Kisisa. His Hachinami, so Yitzchak Nafta says, that's Pshat of me. Even when Pasha Shkolim comes out before, not that it's Tzavah, Koifle, you know what Koifle means? B'Shabbosos. It just means this Shabbos now for Pasha Shkolim, we're reading Kisisa once. And it comes next Shabbos that the actual Sedra is Kisisa, we'll read it over again twice. So it just comes out, Koifla means this Shabbos and next Shabbos, each Shabbos we're reading over Kisisa. That's what Koifla means. So then let's know Kasha and Yitzchak Nafka. Avad on the Pashas Ashkolim, you only read Kisisa once, not like Abaya. And Koifla means that we read Kisisa this Shabbos and we read it again next Shabbos also.
What's the Kasha altogether? You can see the Kasha altogether. Kasha should read from the same type of Torah.
Yeah. So we had before you take it. Yeah. What's going to be when Pasha Shkolim comes out Mamashan Kisisa itself? Not before, not after, but on the Pasha of Kisisa, that's when Pasha Shkolim comes out. In Zom Rav Yitzchak Navcha, Korin Shisa Min V'yosisa Ad V'yakil. It's not Kuda V'yakil comes after this year. So you read six Aliyah, as you start not from Risha, not from the beginning of the Sedrum, you start from V'yosisa. You first start, the first Aliyah is from V'yosisa onwards, until the end of the Pasha. V'chad Korin Mechisisa Ad V'yosisa. And then Shri goes backwards. They will leave the first up until the beginning of Kisisa, up until V'yosisa, we'll leave that for Shri. So now we should read the Mafreya. We start from the Yosisa onwards first, and then for Shri we come back to the first Aliyah. Then people know something's going on here, for sure. So they know that there's something special for Pasha Shkolim. Maske b'lo abaya. Hash to Amr l'mafreya d'kori, no, it's no good. Smash l'osh and hash to people say, mash m'gen, there's no hecker. As people say, some the guy made a mistake. Nobody realized it until the end of the Sedra that he missed from the beginning till Shani, he missed. So they're telling him, no, you got to go back. That's what they'll think. They wouldn't know, claw, it's Materas Pasha Shkolim. They'll think, Sam, he made a mistake. This was Lashon Loshin. I'm a little you the core people, Sam, say, he made a mistake. He's reading backwards now. Edom Rabbis, Rabbis is like this. Kori Shisa Ad Vayakil. No. The first six Aliyahs, he starts from the beginning of Kisisa straight through the whole Pasha. And by Shvi, you repeat yourself over again. So here it's Chlor Hekel. What are you repeating yourself over again for? Elamai, because today is Pasha Shkolim. Tanik Avosu Dabaya. That's what we would do. Tanik Avosu Dabaya. Chal Liyois Bechisisa Atzma, Koyrin Oysa V'Koyf Loysa. You read it twice, and you start from the beginning of the Pasha till the end, up until Shishi, and then for Shvi, you give out again, you repeat yourself over again, as from the beginning of Kisisa. By the Chalios, Patrich HaShabbos, Matim LeShabbos Shover. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down the middle of the week, then we make Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before that. Itma, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios Ber Shabbos. What's going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down Ere Shabbos? Where do we do now? Rav Omer Makdim. Still, you make Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before. Ushmul Omer Yachre. No, since it's so close, it came out on Friday Rosh Chodesh. We have a right to make it next Shabbos. The next day, Shabbos, we make Pasha Shkolim. Rav Omer Makdimim, Rav says you have to do it before. The Imken Kos, if not, Botzul Hu Yom Shekhonos. You're going to make the Yom Shekhonos a day earlier. Because the Yom Shekhonos we had before comes out on Tesvov, which is 2 weeks. After 2 weeks into Adar, that's when the Shekhonos come out. So Rashi says, Him came the Machrin Botsul Shekhonis, Mishne Shabbos, the Armenian Liel, Mishum Shoshechonis, Hutzuchulesha Bemedinom, Betesvov. The Shekhonis, the people that exchanged the money, sat down outside in Yerushalayim on Tesvov Biyadu. Is Magdim of a current Rosh Chodesh, therefore we read 2 weeks in advance on Rosh Chodesh, Shiadosh and Shne Shabbos Lefneim, that should have a drush at least 2 weeks in advance to know that to get ready with your money, Machta Shekel. Kam Shimming Amil. Vim Tiachar Adla Mochris, Rosh Chodesh, if you're first going to read Pasha Shkolim, now Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday, so you're first going to read a day's Adar on Shabbos, ain't kan akdom eshtei Shabbosos. You're not going to have 2 weeks in advance before Tezvav the Adar when the Shkolim start to come out. So therefore, since you have to read it a good 2 weeks in advance, you have to make sure to read it before Rosh Chodesh and not you can't wait to day's Chodesh. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Machri, no, you're allowed to make Shabbos Shkolim on Beis Adar. Omaloch, Soif Chameser, when does Tezvav B'Adar come out? B'Mali Shabbat, that comes out on Friday anyway, is Mikli. O Shechonos Lenafki Ad Chad B'Shabbos. In such a year, such a time, that Tezvav comes out on Friday, anyway they don't open up the stores on Friday. They don't start down to open up the Masa Shekel to exchange the money on Friday. So anyway, they're going to wait till Sunday, so therefore you can afford to read the Kriya on Beis Adar, because there will be a good 2 weeks and 1 day before they open up on Sunday. Hilkach Miachrin. Therefore we make Rosh Chodesh, we make the Shabbos Shkolim on Beis Adar. Tanan, not like this. Chaliyas Petrich HaShabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, Magdimim L'Shover. We make Shabbos Shkolim the Shabbos before. O Masikim L'Shabbos Acheris, and we make one Shabbos in between the break, until the following Shabbos will be Pasha Zohar. Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean Afilu Beres Shabbos, even when Rosh Chodesh comes down on Eres Shabbos, still you make Shabbos Shkolim the Shabbos before? Loi, Atei B'Techa Shabbos Davka. Only in the middle of the week do we make it before. But now in the middle of the week, we don't make it. Toshima, Ezehi Shabbos Rishoina. What's the first Shabbos? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar liyot b'toichei. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in it. V'afilu b'erev Shabbos. My love, afilu b'erev Shabbos dum yidetoichei. That it means Erev Shabbos is the same way like it comes down the middle of the week. Ma toichei, just when Chodesh Adar comes down the middle of the week. Magdimim, we make Shabbos sholim the Shabbos before. At Erev Shabbos Magdimim, the same way when Chodesh Adar comes down Erev Shabbos, also we should be Magdimim Shabbos Kolon before. Or Mashmuel, no, Bo, here it's different, here it means Bo, you make Shabbos Kolon the day's Adar right after Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Tona the Bei Shmuel, Bo, you make Shabbos Kolon on day's Adar the second day, after Friday. The Market Tanoi, really it's the Machloket Tanoim. Mesagel Shabbos Divrei Rav Yehuda Hanasi. You skip around the Shabbosim, that's Rav Yehuda Hanasi Shita. Yeshim ben Elazar Roina, ain't Mesargin, you don't skip around Shabbosim. Omer Yeshim ben Elazar, ain't Mosay Ani Yoim, ain't Mesargin, when do I say you don't skip around Shabbosim? Vizman Shechalias Bera Shabbos. When it came out on Erev Shabbos. Av Vizman Shechalias Patecha Shabbos, Maktim Vekurim Shabbos Shavra. Apa Pishu Shvat. So you'll know that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, then I make Shabbos Kolim the Shabbos before. Even though it's the middle of Chodesh Shvat, still I make that Shabbos a Shabbos Kolim, and then Mesargin, then I have to skip a Shabbos till I get the Shabbos Zohar. It just means that Ein Mesargin means in the case that Chodesh Adar comes out on Friday. When it comes out on Friday, when do I make Shabbos Kolim? The Shabbos after, Beis Adar. If that Shabbos is Shabbos Kolim, then there's no Mesargin, then I don't skip around. But then the next Shabbos is Pasha Zohar. But then the Mishnah said, Bishni Zohar. On the second Shabbos after Pasha Shkolim, we have Pasha Sazohar. We have. Itma, Purim Shechal Lias Bera Shabbos. What's going to be when Purim Yudalid of Adar comes out on Friday? Rav Lama Magdimim Pasha Zohar. We read Pasha Zohar the Shabbos before. Shmuel Lama Meyachrin. Shmuel says no. You read Pasha Zohar after Purim on Shabbos. Rav Omer Magdimim, Rav says we read Pasha Zohar Shabbos before, Ki Echad Lo Tikto Masil Eschira, that we should not make Purim before we have the Eschira, the remembering of it. Like the Indian of Amalek, Haman was from Amalek, so first we have to have Eschira remembering Mechias Amalek. We have to have Pasha Zohar. And then we have the Asiyah, the Mitzvahs of Purim. Shmuel Omer Meyachrin, Shmuel says no, you could first make Shabbos Zohar the Shabbos after Purim. Omeloch, Kivon Diikam Ukofin, the Avdi B'chameser, since there are people that live in a city that has a wall around it, like Yerushalayim, that they make first Purim on Tezvav, and that Shabbos is Asiya Schira B'had Yador Dikoasim. That's enough, that's called the Asiya and the Schira come together. Even though we live in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, and we're going to make Purim on Yudalit, how can we read Pasha Zohar first tomorrow? Teretz says, tomorrow Shabbos has Shaychis to Purim also. Because there are some cities that first make Purim tomorrow. That's enough to say that the Asiyah and the Schibas Ba'ad Yadodi, Friday and Shabbos have one to do with the other. Tonight, we learned like this. Vishniya Zohar. Says the Mishnah, the second Shabbos, that comes out, that Shabbos Zohar. For ki mikli Rosh Yachar b'Shabbos, mikli Purim b'Erev Shabbos. Whenever Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, then Purim always comes out on Erev Shabbos. Oktani b'Shniya Zohar, so clearly the second week is Zohar. So it's a Raya, you read it before Purim then. Because we're talking about now, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, so we say we read Pasha Shkolim then. It says clearly the next Shabbos is Pasha Zohar. So it's the Araya Klaw that when Purim comes out on Friday, we still read Pasha Zohar the Shabbos before, and not the next day on Shabbos. Amar Papa, so Papa answers himself, my Shania, you know what Shania means? It means Shania Lav Soka. It just means it's the second Shabbos that we're going to have the Pashas. Benachnami, the Hefzah, the Shabbos in between. Just after the break, the next Shabbos, the next Pasha is going to be Pasha Zohar. Rashi, like Shnei Lavsok Chloima, Lava Reisha Koy, Yela Seifa Kodetoni, Chalias Patecha Shabbos Magdim L'Shavu, Masikim L'Shabbos Abo. Yulakov Yemu V'Shabbos Shal Acher, Avsok Kuren Zocher. It's going back to the Seifas. When you have Avsok, you have a break. The Shabbos after the break, that's when we read Shabbos Pasha Zocher. So there's not a proof what will be when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Toshima, Ezu Shabbos Shnia. What's called the second Shabbos that we read Pasha Zocher? Kol shechal purim lius betoichoi. Any Shabbos that Purim comes out that week, v'yafilu b'erev Shabbos, even erev Shabbos, so pashas mashmi, read pashas zocha before, the Shabbos before. As long as Purim comes out during that week, even on Friday. My lab erev Shabbos dumi betoichoi. That erev Shabbos has the same halacha like it comes out in the middle of the week. Ma toicha, just like when Purim comes out in the middle of the week, the din is makdimim, we make Shabbos zocha, pashas zocha, the Shabbos before. Is at Erev Shabbos Makdimim. The same halacha should be when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, also we should make Pasha Zohar to Shabbos before. On Mashmul, Shmul says no, Bo is no Raya. Bo means no. On Erev Shabbos, we make it Rashi. Bo means B'yoim Shabbos Atzma. Korona Pasha Boi B'yoim. Vafilu Chal B'Erev Shabbos Esmul. Kilu Chal Shabbos Shalomach Avayna Kishmul. That still we say Bo, you read Pasha Zohar, that Shabbos after Purim. V'chein Tonon Devei Shmuel. Bo, that we read Pashas Zohar that Shabbos after Purim. Chal lios the Shabbos Atzma. What's going to be if Purim comes out on Shabbos itself? Amar Rav Huna, the Divrei Hakol Ein Makdimim. According to everybody, you don't read Pashas Zohar before, but we first read Pashas Zohar on that Shabbos. Because when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we make Purim, then you dalit the Tesvot the next day. Shrash Divrei Makarim Zohar Lishobar, to Ash Talav Kod Masil Asir, we got near. No, it's the same machloikis. If you do it before or not. And if manan, omar v'chiba rabba, omar rabbi abba, omar rav, purim shechal lios b'shabbos. When purim comes out on Shabbos, makdim v'kurim b'shabbos shovra zocher. That when is pasha zocher, we read it the Shabbos before. Right. The shlishi is paraduma. The third week we had the third pasha is paraduma. Tana rabbonim. Ezu hi Shabbos Shlishis. What's called the third Shabbos to read Pashas Paraduma? Kol Shes Mucha LePurim. Meyachre, the Shabbos right after Purim, that's called Paraduma, Pashas Purim. Itma, Rabbi Choma Bar Rabbi Chanina. Omar, Shabbos Has Mucha LeRosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's not totally in the Shabbos after Purim, it's totally in the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'loi Pligi, there's no Machlekes here. Ho di Yikli Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, then you read Pashas Paro, comes out the Shabbos after Purim. Hod Yikla B'yem to Shabbos. Here it comes down in the middle of the week. Trash Yod Yikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'yem to Shabbos. Shloi Hutzrich Lahakdim Pashas HaKodesh L'Shabbos Shavro. Karin L'Shabbos Shavro Paro Aduma K'Rabbi Yachma B'chanino V'loi B'smuch L'Purim. It's when Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, so Pashas HaKodesh is on that Shabbos, then the Shabbos before is Pashas Paraduma. And it's not Dafka Tov in the Shabbos after Purim, but it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because you have to be doing a Paraduma is to make yourself Tor before Pesach. Ve'ekad Echal the Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'yemtza Shabbos. Shetrachna Likrois, Pashas HaKodesh b'Shabbos Lefneo, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out in the middle of the week. Then the Shabbos before is Pashas HaKodesh. Huskaknu lahakdim pashas para l'shabbos lefnei shabbosu shismuch lepurim yachreo. Then we have to read pashas para like two shabbosim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because when the Chodesh Nisan is in the middle of the week, so the Shabbos right before is pashas achodesh. The Shabbos before that is pashas para duma, which was the Shabbos right after Purim. So it depends on machlokes. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Shabbos, then the Shabbos before is Pashas Paraduma, not the Shabbos after Purim. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes down in the middle of the week, then the Shabbos before that is Pashas HaChodesh, and the Shabbos before that is Pashas HaParo, which is the Shabbos right after Purim. Vaitibrevi HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, the fourth Pashas HaChodesh. Tana Rabbonin, Rosh Chodesh Ado Shechal Yus B'Shabbos, Kerin Ki Siso Maftirin B'Yo Yodo, V'Yezu Shabbos Rishoyna, what's called the Shabbos, the first Shabbos, called Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lius B'Soichai. Any week that has Rosh Chodesh Adar, V'Yafilu Be'er Shabbos, like one like Mamiyam before, that the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out, the Shabbos before that is Pasha Shkolim. V'Shniyah, the second Shabbos is Zohar. Omar, we read the Pasha Zohar of the Amalek, Omar Aftirim Pakarati, that's the Aftirim. V'Yezu Shabbos Shniyah, what's called the second Shabbos, called Shechal Purim Lius B'Soichai. That's always the Shabbos before Purim, V'Yafilu Be'er Shabbos. Even when Purim comes out on Friday, Pashas means like we do, we read the Pashas Zohar, the Shabbos before. Bishlish is Poraduma, the third Pasha is Poraduma, or Maftirim Vizarakti Aleichim. The Yezuhu Shabbos Shlish is, what's the third Shabbos? Koshes Muchel Purim. The Shabbos right after Purim, Meyachra, right after Purim, that's the Pasha's Poraduma. Previ is the fourth Shabbos of the Chodesh Hazeh, or Maftirim Koyim HaShem Lekim. Berisham Yechel HaChodesh. That's the Aftarah.